This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's so easy to blow over problems. It's so easy to play your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through the window. It's so easy.
All right, next segment, I'm going to play a couple of important reports and hand the baton to Mike Adams of Natural News. Dr. Francis Boyle, a professor, expert on the whole loveless system, is here. He's involved in highest levels of international affairs, you name it. And since he mentioned we're getting everything from China, how do they run the World Health Organization? Even the vice premier of Japan, this is a short clip, had this to say last night. The full video is on Infowars.com. He says he should be renamed the Chinese Health Organization. Here it is.
Although the details are murky, the WHO's previous director general was a Chinese national, and at the time, there were complaints all around. And now, at least, the petition has gathered 300,000 signatures, or rather, 500,000 signatures. People think the World Health Organization should change its name. It shouldn't be called the WHO. It should be renamed the CHO. This appeal is truly resonating with the people.
The Japan official took issue with former WHO Director General Margaret Chan, charging her with inadequate accountability. He said the current Director General was no better for giving in to China's spin about the coronavirus.
Early on, if the WHO had not insisted to the world that China had no pneumonia epidemic, then everybody would have taken precautions. The WHO, which is a global organization, does not even include Taiwan. And then precisely because Taiwan is not a member of the WHO, it becomes a world leader in fighting the epidemic. Then, after that statement is made, the CCP jumps out to correct it. It says Taiwan is a region, not a country.
ASO had once said that Taiwan, in various ways, is a country that shares common values with Japan. He's regarded as a member of the pro-Taiwan camp in Japanese politics. Amid the pandemic, he's turned to China with a critical eye, questioning its claim that the virus was contained and insisting on using the term Wuhan virus.
Okay, so the 3 minutes we have left, and we'll appreciate your time. Why is China the person that's the boss, the organization that tells us what to do?
Well, they... You know, the WHO has been, you know, it's an Orwellian organization that they're out there to promote world health. They aren't. This even goes back to the beginning of the AIDS crisis, where the London Sunday Times years ago put out a report just saying AIDS began because the WHO decided to test out an experimental retrovirus on Black people in Africa. So, you know, the WHO is in the pocket and cahoots with the drug industry and with the biological warfare industry. Indeed, this Wuhan BSL-4, their Fort Detrick, is especially a designated WHO research center. It would be exactly like the WHO saying, oh, we're going to designate the Fort Detrick as our research center. That's exactly what they did there with that Wuhan BSL-4. You can't believe anything coming out of the WHO. You know, the CDC is working in cahoots with the WHO. But to get back to this point about them knowing they are in trouble here, you've heard of synthetic biology. That was bought and paid for and set up by the Pentagon's DARPA, the whole thing. It was all paid for and seeded by them, okay, and there's a lot of money into synthetic biology. So they had a conference, the first conference ever of the synthetic biologists, and they produced a report. So I sat down there and I read through it, and what was their one of their first recommendations was to repudiate my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. Why? Because my WADA specifically covered synthetic biology. That's why. And they knew that if my statute remained on the books, it would be used against them for life imprisonment. So, again, these people know exactly what they are doing. They are not stupid people. and they're lying, and they are covering up.
They're running bioweapons programs under the name of defense, transferring around the world for plausible deniability, because in the end they get giant power grabs and billions of dollars. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. Thank you so much. Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look, the evidence is overwhelming. This is transferred to China by the deep state by Obama, so they could later release it. This is the takedown of the nationalist movement in our economy. The virus does kill people. It does reinfect. They're not telling you the answer. And that's boosting your immunity. They'll tell you on the news that vitamin C isn't even needed. It's like saying oxygen isn't. If you don't have these things, common cold will kill your ass. And Mike Adams has been really right about the fact that Americans are amongst the most unhealthy people on the planet. The good news is the Democrats and deep states attempt to suppress these facts, especially with the approved drug for 70-something years, hydroxychloroquine, that for hundreds of years was given to British troops before that under another name, pushes zinc into the cells and is massively effective. They do not want that out, but now the FDA had to approve it, and it's all coming out and being admitted and creating hope. But still, the folks there are not really aware of that in many areas like New York, hardest hit, and it's going to get bad. I mean, this is not a total hoax. It's a real weapon at the center of it. We've said that day one. And China did cover up how severe it was. Look at this video we're going to air. We're going to go to Mike Adams. FBI raids New York man hoarding N95 mask. Here's the video. It's just box after box filling up like a U-Haul moving truck. And this is the type of stuff that people did. But since when is buying up a bunch of stuff, or maybe he already sells them, and then selling them a crime? Like, was he prosecuting? Well, is that even a crime? So this is under the supposed emergencies. What's going to come next? What's the next, you know, crime? Leaving your house, 6 months in jail for not social distancing. Now they say it's 21 feet, 27 feet. Same Democrats that said let people fly in from China, that Trump was wrong, try to close those flights. Make no mistake, there's a power grab going on. The whole agenda of work from home and get rid of the automobile and have self-driving robots because they're not going to get sick. This is a takeover. And it just goes on and on as they load the whole back of the truck with the M95 mask. The footage shows a dozen FBI agents carrying boxes labeled M95 to a truck. Several Orthodox Jews look on in Brooklyn. Pelosi wants revamped green infrastructure spending bill. Now still in the spending bill. Coronavirus could cause damage to man's testicles. Wuhan doctor warns. You know, we've been covering this for 4 or 5 days, so now it's in the mainstream news. There's that report out of the Daily Mail. And of course it does. They want to get rid of the population. And of course, now it's in military news. They knew about it. December covered it up. We told you that 8 weeks ago. So it's all unfolding. Trump warns of Iran's sneak attack on U.S. and Iraq. There's all sorts of attacks going on in Saudi Arabia. We're in a war with Saudi Arabia now more and more. Trump asked them to cut production. They wouldn't, so Trump's going to ramp up production and then dump it in the strategic oil reserve. These are the times big wars start. I'm telling you, folks, when I say get storable food. It's for the possibility of them canceling the election, civil unrest. What are the globalists going to launch next? Not just this virus. Well, we have storable food again. They had to pause it for 2 weeks because they had to make sure they had enough food for the orders they had. Now they got a bunch more food, high quality, and two extra factories. Other folks tell you they have storable food. It's just not true from what we've seen. We have it at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's high quality. Get your order in now so you get it before they have to hit a pause again. They may do that in a week or two, they're telling me. InfoWarsStore.com, storable food available again. And listen, it's not just zinc that's key to your body's defenses. I was showing folks the NIH report on zinc and how it's needed for immunity and the cell function. These are facts. But it's the entire body that needs all of the things that are in the real red pill, the real red pill plus, not just the healthy dose of zinc, but everything else that goes with it. We have DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 and so much more. Just for a healthy, good body. Vitamin D3 is in our fish oil. Winter Sun's back in a week. It's been sold out for 3 months. High-quality vitamin D3. But wherever you get it, get your vitamin D3. Get your vitamin C. Get your zinc. And this is what doctors are on the news saying. But Big Pharma doesn't want you to know that without oxygen, you die. Without water, you die. And if you're eating empty food that doesn't have things that your body must have that are essential, essential means oxygen, water, vitamin C, like iodine. We sold out of X2. People say, well, why do you have X3? Some people, from the research, it has a deep earth crystal, but also two different other types of high-quality iodine, sodium iodine and potassium iodine, for a better upload with some people. This was going to sell out in about 2-3 weeks. It was at 40% off. I said, let's go 60% off. Even though I said last year, I'm not going to do that anymore because there's hardly any markup in it. It feels right. I'd give it away if I could to be doing this right now. So get this. Research what iodine does for your body, what it does for your defenses. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're having big victories in that they didn't want doctors and Trump to tell you about hydroxychloroquine. They have articles saying I am a scammer promoting hydroxychloroquine. I don't sell that. It's a drug. But it pushes zinc into the cells. These people are evil, man. And so, again, InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric's great. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there with 95% of your curcuminoid bodies. We have VasoBeets. It's so good for your cardiovascular, your whole body, your lungs. It has the nitrous oxide in it. It's a beet concentrate, VasoBeets. It's all 40 to 60% off. Yesterday, I was meeting. They said, yeah, we got about 2 weeks of this left in the 2-ounce bottle, maybe about 4 or 5 days left in the 1-ounce month. Maybe 2 months till we get more X2 because things are slowing down in these companies with what's happening. And I said, boom, go 60% off. So there you go. So InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to turn this over to Mike Adams with all the crazy stuff that's happening and what's unfolding. And I really appreciate him. And then the War Room's coming up 3 o'clock Central. And now covering the law, covering the police state angle of this. Not the virus, but how it's being power grabbed. Now they're closing churches, but having the gay pride parades and all the rest of it will be, of course, American Countdown with Robert Barnes. It's almost commercial free. We just have local breaks for TV and radio stations. So it's like 6 minutes, 10 seconds of ads instead of 14 minutes of ads. And so that specialty transmission will run a month or two, maybe longer, with him in studio. He is 7 to 9 Central Band.Video, InfoWars.com/show. And now taking over from Central Texas as well, from his remote location where he's been self-quarantining for a month, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to join you. I've got a lot coming up here, including a special guest that I just made arrangements to join us for the first time. He's an expert in prevention and also is knowledgeable about ultraviolet or far UV light and solutions that we can use to sterilize surfaces on Navy vessels and hospitals and schools and public transportation. You know, we need to focus on solutions here. How do we get out of the lockdowns? How do we rebuild our economy? How do we stop the deaths? How do we stop the virus replicating? And we've talked about that a lot today already in terms of hydroxychloroquine and zinc and vitamin D3, but there are other things that we can be doing. And with all this bailout money going to corporations that are basically ripping off taxpayers, many of them, these big mega corporations where their CEOs are just pocketing cash, why aren't we directing some money from the government to things that work, such as this UV light technology that we'll talk about in the next segment, or even zinc? I even said the president should order the production of zinc supplements supplements nationwide. It would just cost pennies per day per person, just a few hundred million dollars to cover everybody for the whole summer, and everybody could get their zinc levels up, and that's how we end the lockdowns. I want to be clear. You know, I called for the lockdowns very early. Should have been earlier, actually. We wouldn't have been seeing this many deaths. But I also am calling for ending the lockdowns in a rational, informed way, which means masks and zinc and D3. We know how to beat this. For the most part, we can beat this. And, of course, elderly can continue to stay home and self-isolate. But, you know, a healthy 45-year-old who's got plenty of zinc, who's wearing a mask, they don't need to be restricted from contributing to the economy. We know how to get their levels up of zinc and D3 and other things and get them back into the workforce. And I believe that is the victory path for President Trump on this. Don't wait for the vaccine industry to have the whole country collapse and have mass death and then a second wave of lockdowns in the fall. Don't wait for Big Pharma, because they're strangling this country. They're stealing from us. They're just looting America and using mass death and suffering in order to do that. Don't wait for those. Instead, get America back to work now, today, with nutrition and wearing masks and enhanced testing to find the asymptomatic carriers so that we can break the chain of the replication of this virus. So I've got a special interview coming up right after this break and much more straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change. not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, we are continuing here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, I've got the helm here for the rest of the hour. In this segment, we've got a really important interview for you with Dr. Ed Fadakoff, who is an internist. He works in integrative medicine. He's got a lot of information for us about nutrition as well as using light to destroy this virus. And how come nobody's talking about these solutions? You know, in the mainstream media, everybody's just talking about, oh, wait for the vaccine and wait for the drug. And until then, everybody stay locked down while the economy crashes and people die from, you know, suicides and domestic violence and everything else. All these insanities that are now emerging across America. But what if we could end all of that in weeks and get America back to work using nutrition and using preventive measures and using light? That's what we have to offer here. Anybody from the Trump administration, listen up. This is a solution that can help America get back to work, restore the economy, restore the elections, and put America back on the path where it belongs, which is productivity and health and longevity. So joining me today is Dr. Ed Fadakoff to talk about all of these subjects. Dr. Eddie or Dr. Fadakoff, how do you prefer? I refer to you, and welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you so much for having me. Dr. Eddie, Dr. Fadakoff, whatever's easier.
Okay, all right. Dr. Eddie, then. Look, we just met today. This is an urgent situation. You know about this light technology, far UV technology, that may be extremely helpful in sterilizing surfaces and transportation vessels and so on. Why don't you start with a little bit about that, and then I'll ask you more about your background later on. But start with the big news today. How can light kill this virus?
Yeah. So we know that traditional germicidal UVC light that they use in the hospitals, that shiny blue light, purple light that they use that cleans and sterilizes the room, can be used to disinfect this. And that's how we're disinfecting the rooms in the hospitals right now with patients that have the coronavirus. What far UVC germicidal light is different from this technology. This is a new innovative technology by a company named SterilRay. They have a unique patent on a different wavelength, 222 nanometer wavelength, that's actually safe in humans and does not penetrate the skin. So this is a game changer in the sense that now you can put these devices on low overhead fixtures and buses and airports and public schools and doctor's offices and public transit. And if we did that, we wouldn't be having such a pandemic in New York City, because most of it is caused by the public transport system. Because
okay,
people are touching
really good point. Let me interrupt here just for a second. For those watching, as a full disclaimer, I don't have any involvement in the SterilRay company. I have no financial interest, and I think you don't either, right? You're not a partner with the company or anything like that. Is that correct?
I found them because I wanted something in my office to protect my patients so they can feel reassured when they're coming to the office. I'm doing everything I can to keep them safe during this COVID-19.
So do you use this technology in your office right now? Do you have one of these, or are they out of stock everywhere?
Well, funny you mentioned that. Disney got my last ones, so I'm getting mine tomorrow morning, and I'll be up and running in the office.
And what do you do? You just place them around the office, and they just sterilize the virus as it's blowing past in the air, or how does it work?
So basically, if I put it in an exam room, like a traditional exam room in your doctor's office, I'd put the light up, I would turn it on, and in about less than 3 to 5 minutes, the whole room would be sterilized, right? From the computer to the keyboard to the mouse to the liquid that's in there to the surfaces to the air, to everything. Now, by me doing that, when the patients come in, they know that everything in the room is sterile. And when they leave, we turn it on again, 3 to 5 minutes, it's sterile again. That way they can rest assured. Now, since the FDA has not cleared it to have long-term use with humans, we turn off the machine in between patients, but it is safe. They've done studies that it is safe in humans and it's safe even to the eyes as well.
Well, that's my next question, because we know that UV light can be damaging to the eyes, at least at certain intensities. I think the intensity is what matters, and the eyeball functions as an amplifier of light intensity. That's kind of how the eyes work. But why is this technology not harmful to the naked eye? And that's a question I have.
So when they did the studies out of Columbia University, what they realized is that in vivo and in vitro studies, what they realized is that it does not penetrate the first layer of the skin, the dead cells of the skin, given the biological wavelength, the 222 wavelength. That specific wavelength does not penetrate human skin or mammalian skin by that way. So that could be your dog, your cat, any type of species out there. It does not penetrate it, nor does it penetrate the eye. And by doing that, it's safe. But it does penetrate the viruses and the bacteria and the fungus and the parasite. So it can destroy that and inhibit their DNA, their structure, and basically make them inactive.
Okay, so 222 nanometers. I think green lasers are known to be harmful to the eye, but they're at, what, 560 nanometers or something like that? And red lasers can be harmful at certain intensities, but this is not a laser. It's not a coherent focused beam of light. It's actually omnipresent, just diffused light all around the room, correct?
Yeah, it's a focused light where it doesn't penetrate the skin, and that's what makes it so safe in front of humans, but bad for bacteria and bad for viruses.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. So do you think, I mean, what can the government do right now? Could the FDA have emergency approval of this kind of technology to treat surfaces and sterilize surfaces? Is that what the company should be asking for? Or what should the government do to help get this out?
So I think that the biggest thing we're having right now in the talk, you know, kind of on TV and radio and what people are concerned about, I'm concerned about because, you know, I work in the hospital and I take care of COVID patients, is that PPEs, right? Protective devices, have enough masks, have enough N95 regular masks. Or if we're telling or recommending the public, hey, you can get face masks and you can buy them if there's a lack of supply. What sterile ray can do, you know, and there probably should be studies, but I'm sure it's not too hard to prove, given the fact that technology can kill all surfaces, they can probably re-sterilize N95 masks, regular masks, gowns, PPEs. So that's something they can implement today to help while there's a shortage. That's how we can use it today. They can also put low-level light fixtures, which you'd have to keep it on for 10 minutes. It's not as penetrating. You would keep it on longer, and that would actually disinfect the whole public transit system in New York City. And maybe they can have this up tomorrow in a week, and that way people won't be afraid to take the train. Or if we're saying we're going to open up the economy, even if it's in a month or 2 weeks from now, people are still going to be afraid to ride the trains and be afraid to do the public transport. People are going to just have a stigma of, you know, which is good, proper hand hygiene and doing all these things and wearing masks, but there's still going to be a sense of fear. What if I get it? What if there's a second wave? What if it's going to come back in September? So that's kind of the fear.
And what about military readiness? Because we've got our battleships or aircraft carriers, right now with many sailors who are infected. Submarines are likely to suffer from this. It may be happening right now. The Pentagon, of course, isn't telling us because it's a national security secret. But this could be used on submarines, you know, airplanes, commercial air flights, where passengers no doubt got infected on commercial air flights before that really the whole industry kind of shut down. But shouldn't this be, or something like this, shouldn't it be used on airplanes as well?
Boeing actually in the 737 MAX had part of this technology in their laboratories, their restrooms. They would disinfect the whole restroom and the water filtration system. So that was actually part of the rollout with the 737 MAX for some of them. So that technology was going to be used up until last year. So that's how I see it. If you could put this all over the air, airplanes, inside the airplanes, and reassure the public, hey, we've disinfected this whole thing within a matter of seconds to minutes. I mean, it would take like, you know, 80,000 particles, 1/8 of a second. I mean, you take 5 seconds to kill.
Dr. Fatico, we got to go to break. Stay with us, please. I want to ask you about nutrition and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D on the other side of this. This is Mike Adams here. We'll be back after this short break with more solutions to beat the coronavirus.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it, man. That stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up today, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about how war is coming to America. In other words, World War III may be coming to America, and this release of this biological weapon virus may just be the opening chapter of much more yet to come, and what we can do to prepare for that and help support our president and our nation in defending against that possibility. But for this segment, we're continuing our interview with Dr. Eddie Fadikoff, who is he's in into nutrition. He treats patients. He understands the healing power of light, or how light can sanitize surfaces. And we know that this coronavirus can survive on surfaces up to 17 days, according to some studies, and depending on the surface. It doesn't survive on metals very long, but it can certainly survive on more porous surfaces, such as cardboard, for much longer. Dr. Fadikov, let's get into nutrition. And you see patients, you treat patients. What are you recommending that people do as a general preventive measure right now to reduce their risk of either contracting the virus or in enhancing their body's ability to stop the replication of the virus in their own tissues? What are you recommending?
That's a great question. I was actually doing a telemed patient. He just wanted to know what natural things or preventive measures he could do to help with this virus, keep the immune system high. So from all the studies that they're kind of been doing right now, looking at the hot zones and whatnot, vitamin D is probably the biggest thing they should do. Everybody should be on vitamin D minimum, at least 1250, higher, you know, discuss with your physician. But definitely vitamin D is the biggest thing. Number two, zinc. Like you said, it's cheap. It's effective. It's going to help build the immune system. Not only does it help build the immune system, if you're male, it increases testosterone and other functions of zinc in hair. In addition, vitamin C. They're doing studies right now in Wuhan, China, about high-dose IV vitamin C as a therapy for patients with COVID with pneumonia, right? So kind of how we do in cancer patients as well. So high-dose vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, probiotics, right? People always forget about probiotics. Probiotics are one of the biggest things I tell all my patients to take, because that's your immune system right there. Keep that good microbial flora. In addition to the supplements, I recommend my patients have a humidifier. The virus hates humidity. It hates 76 degrees or higher. It hates a relative humidity of 35 to 40%. So you were saying the airborne and the surfaces, you can cut the contagion in half just by having the humidity at 35% relative humidity.
Is that right?
Yeah, things like that are just quick measures. I mean, think about the instance if you're in a nursing home or if you're in the hospital, it's usually dry, it's cold, there's no humidity. And so, of course, the virus in a nursing home can spread more rapidly. And then what happens is those particle size that we talk about, right, for the virus, they go to the lower respiratory tract. They cause a cytokine reaction, inflammatory reaction. The whole system gets overwhelmed. Then you start getting fluid in the lungs. We call that ARDS, and that requires ventilation. Mechanical ventilation innovation. Now, if you can have a better immune response and you can have humidity, then what we want to do is decrease the particles so they stay up in the neck and in the throat area. By doing that, you get a mild symptom, and that's what they're seeing. The people that get the mild symptoms when they're doing the cultures, the actual virus is staying up in the neck, just like the flu, longer. So if it gets the lower respiratory tract right away and you have no defenses, those are the people that you see that are young and healthy, they need a ventilator right away. Why? They have no medical problems. You know, they have sinus problems, they have asthma. Those are the questions we need to ask, because when they say that in the news, my question is, did he have a history of seasonal allergies? Did he have, you know, runny, bleeding noses? I mean, things that we don't know, because they're not going to provide the medical history on the news. So we don't know those 40-year-old, 20-year-old.
What, in your opinion, how long would it take a person to bring up their blood serum levels of things like vitamin D3 as well as zinc? I mean, can that happen literally overnight, or does it take a few days, or what's your take?
So vitamin D, especially, you know, I treat integrative specialist internists, but I also do weight loss. They're really resistant, right? So those patients who are overweight or obese and need high doses of vitamin D, and it takes actually a little bit longer to get the concentration. In terms of zinc, you know, the best way to get it in there is IV, right? So IV nutrition therapy. But if you can't, the supplements, I usually recommend 80 milligrams or more. You know, if you're somebody that's immunocompromised, you can take double that. And it depends what form of zinc do you take. Do you take the gluconate, the citrate, the picolinate, which seems more effective to increase absorption. So taking something is better than not doing anything, right? If you're kind of cognizant saying, I'm going to do something for my immune system. But also think about it like this, as antioxidant, right? The CDC recommends taking a multivitamin, you know, stress reduction, not be stressed out, decrease anxiety. Well, if people are watching the news and they're panicking and they're not, and their gyms are closed, they're not working out, their anxiety is up, well, that's going to increase stress, which we don't want. So things like, you know, something like 5-HTP, or we talk about melatonin, things that can decrease stress, improve sleep, improve quality of life, all those things boost your immune system. So the fact that you're young and healthy, but you're only sleeping 2 hours a night because you're anxious, having panic attacks about the coronavirus, well, that weakens and hampers your immune system. So you're not doing yourself any good or any favors by not getting enough sleep or by having heightened anxiety during this time.
So you deal with a lot of patients who come to you for weight loss, correct? people who are suffering from obesity. Now, obesity, as I understand it, is a very strong comorbidity factor for case fatality rates related to coronavirus. Is that because, in your view, is obesity often tied to the same kind of nutritional deficiencies that we're covering here that create vulnerability to the virus, or is there something else in parallel going on? What's your take on the ties between obesity and COVID-19, in other words?
Well, obesity is a disease, and it was labeled disease in 2013. So just like blood pressure, which increases mortality, just as cardiovascular disease, obesity is a disease. And you can have a hampered immune response to it, a weaker immune system. That's one. Two, the types of diets or foods you eat in the person who's obese or morbidly obese, and hormonal things, right? So there's a lot of factors that go into place. But you're right. And with obesity, you have what we call, you know, certain syndromes, right? You can have high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol. There's a lot of association with the joint pain, which causes inflammation. So they've even done the studies on patients that were obese, or when they saw the virus, increase inflammatory markers, right, that we get in blood draws, like a CRP, C-reactive protein. And they're saying that's actually increased in those patients that are obese because of the joint pain and whatnot. So my whole thing is, anything you can do, it's a disease. Obesity, just like blood pressure, just like any other condition that can lower your immune system, is a disease, and you're at increased risk.
Is zinc supplementation, vitamin D supplementation, those two of the key things that you start with obese patients to boost their nutrition and maybe reduce the inflammatory response?
Yeah, so I start my patients, because they've done a lot of studies, whether it's fecal transplant studies or they've done studies on weight loss and probiotics, right? So probiotics is the first thing I start, because they'll help them lose weight and boost their immune system. Second thing I start, because I do integrative medicine, is vitamin D. Vitamin D is crucial. That's why the sunlight helps, right? So when people say, if you look at the hot zones where the coronavirus is, the places where it's really hot and really humid, there's not as many cases reported. And you could say, is it the population area? I could say it relates to the sun. Now, how is the sun beneficial in preventing coronavirus? It's not the actual sun rays that people talk about. It's the vitamin D that they're getting. And all the studies coming out in terms of immunity for coronavirus, the biggest one thing you can do is vitamin D. That's probably the best evidence for the coronavirus is vitamin D you can do. There are some medications that are investigational. They're talking about interleukin-6 inhibitors. And one thing that can naturally block the interleukin-6 that, you know, if you can't afford it or if it's not an option right now, and they've done studies, is curcumin, right? Turmeric. So that's something that's a powerful anti-inflammatory that can't hurt, can only help, I think, in my opinion, based on the prelim studies. Obviously, there's been no studies on curcumin and coronavirus, but it's something that can inhibit inflammation in patients.
Well, that's something that I take every day. Give us, I understand you've authored a few books. Give us a couple book titles, or give us a website where people can find out more about your work. And you're based in Georgia, is that correct?
Yep, Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta. Okay, so we got about a minute left. Give us a little bit of how people can find out about you.
Thank you so much. It's www.drfatakoff.com or www.eddiefatakoff.com.
And that's F-A-T-A-K-H-O-V.
Like okay. And then I have plenty of, you could download probably two of my books there for free. My newest book, The Dr. Fatoff, Simple Lifelong Solutions, is right behind you. And you know, and I basically just teach people how to live a healthy life, not a fad diet, not something that they're going to have to do, lose 20 pounds and get back on another diet. You know, it's more practicality. And then the Doctor's Clinic 30 program, we actually published that research in the National Journal of Obesity, and it's a proven program. And I co-author that with J.T. Cooper, and that's the fourth edition.
Thank you, Dr. Fatakoff. Sorry to cut you off there, but we're going to break. I appreciate your time on the show. You've got good advice for people. Stay with us, folks. We'll talk about World War III on the other side of this, but that was Dr. Fatakoff. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial.
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
So the game plan for the Democrats and the globalists is to continue these lockdowns for as long as they can get away with, leading to social unrest and mass uprisings, combined with food shortages nationwide and economic collapse, and then that is their strategy to get rid of Trump. And they are so far succeeding in that. The only way that Trump can stop that effort to destroy America is to turn to the things that I have recommended here, and many others, not just me, but you know, I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but it really does come down to masks and zinc and vitamin D3 and testing everybody in order to identify the asymptomatic carriers. With those things, we can end the lockdowns. Now, I've disagreed with many of the economist-oriented individuals who over the last month or so kept demanding to just end the lockdowns anyway, even though they knew nothing about nutrition and they weren't talking about wearing masks and so on. They just said, end the lockdowns, take the hit, you know, lose maybe 5% of the population. We've got to get the economy running. I think that is irrational and disastrous. But the good news is we can end the lockdowns with these other solutions so that all of us can get what we want, which is getting the economy running again, plus protecting health and not having the mass casualties that we are starting to see right now. You know, the number of deaths in America is about to go over 1,000 per day. And according to models released by the White House itself, where Trump is now, I mean, his numbers are now worse than mine. You know, my numbers were considered horrific when I first released them in early March. Now the White House's numbers are double my projections. But they're projecting 2,200 deaths on April 15th, on that day alone, followed by a waning of the deaths after that. Well, I'm here to tell you that, you know, these deaths don't ever have to be repeated again, and many of them could be stopped from occurring right now if we turn to nutrition and these natural health solutions. But the Democrats who run the media and big pharma is going to block all information about nutrition and prevention because they want vaccines to be your savior. They want everybody to be lined up with mandatory vaccines, with an RFID chip. You know, mark of the beast, you have to have a vaccine. You know, this is the Bill Gates thing, right? You have to have a vaccine document or proof, biometrics on your body before you can board a plane or before you can ride in a taxi cab or enter a football stadium or anything like that. And that's insane. That's their goal. That's part of this whole globalist goal, is to enslave everybody, crush the economy, get everybody basically living on the government dole, where the government pays you to stay at home and be a slave. And that's kind of where the economy is right now for about a third, maybe even half of America. It's insane. And they accomplish it very, very quickly. We don't need to have that happen. We know the solutions. And frankly, not to toot my own horn here, but if President Trump would have listened to my information sooner here on Infowars.com, then he could have taken action sooner, and we would have cut this thing off even earlier. And I'm begging the president to listen to me now. Do not keep people enslaved waiting for Big Pharma and the vaccine industry to save America. That's never going to happen. The solutions are available and abundant right now, and they start with nutrition and wearing masks and testing everybody who goes back to work. And it's that simple. That's how we beat this thing. That's how we all win again. All right, now let's talk about World War III. Because I am convinced that this deliberate release of this biological weapon, which was engineered in communist China based on early samples that were allowed to be sold to China under the Obama administration, in other words, the earlier versions of this were being engineered in U.S. universities that had a lot of communist infiltration. Because of that, China was able to build this weapon, and then they released it either accidentally or on purpose, one way or another. You pick what scenario you believe. We'll probably never know which way it happened, but we know it was engineered on purpose, and we know that the release was designed to eventually infect America. They knew it would go global. China covered it up to make sure it would go global while they continued their flights out of Wuhan and out of Beijing, and they even pressured the WHO to tell nations of the world to not block flights from China. That was part of the plan to spread the infection. This is an act of warfare by communist China, an act of war against the United States. And now with our aircraft carriers, our sailors being infected, the military readiness of our nation now compromised by this virus, it is absolutely an act of war. But this is just the opening salvo. China has more in store for us. And I'm going to bring your attention to three important facts. I cover this in a story that I published this morning on Natural, or last night on Natural News. Three important facts. Number one, Mike Pompeo has now demanded that all American citizens return to America because, well, something big is about to go down. And he probably doesn't want to have to negotiate for the release of American prisoners in China once this war breaks out. Secondly, the Pentagon has ordered high-level staffers to go into the underground bunkers, the military complexes, 2,000 feet underground in Colorado. We're talking about a NORAD order to put the high-level military commanders underground. You don't do that for a virus, and you certainly don't do that for the flu. You do that when you're expecting massive, maybe thermonuclear warfare or something on that scale. And the third thing is, last Friday, Trump's executive order, which called up, reactivated 1 million military reservists who have battlefield medicine expertise. So they are expecting mass casualties. You don't need 1 million medics just because of what the coronavirus is doing in New York City. You don't call up 1 million military reservists which he did on Friday. The executive order is at whitehouse.gov. It's part of the executive order. You only do that, plus what Mike Pompeo said, plus the Pentagon sending staffers underground into the bunkers at NORAD in Colorado. You don't do those three things unless you're expecting war, big-time war. War is coming to America, so if you thought that surviving this virus was the hardest thing you were going to have to go through this year, think again, folks. You may have to suffer through some other kind of major attack. I don't know if it's going to be a kinetic invasion, China actually landing troops in California, for example, or invading through the open border with Mexico. We know that Chinese troops train a lot of the narcos in Mexico. They are on the ground in Mexico right now with plans to invade the United States. China has long talked about destroying the United States. That's their top goal. The communists hate America. They could launch a cyber war. They could launch a monetary war to sell off all U.S. Treasury debt and announce a new gold-backed Chinese currency to try to destroy the dollar as the world reserve currency. And the fact that the dollar is the world reserve currency is the only reason why we can essentially make all this new money for bailouts, because there's so much money in circulation in the dollar that we can survive that. Without world reserve currency status, there's no way we could bail out anybody. And that would be over. It would be Venezuela-level or Argentina-style hyperinflation in America, which may be coming anyway. And by the way, Peter Schiff was right. You know, Peter Schiff has been warning about this for years, and he's been absolutely correct this entire time. We should probably get Peter Schiff on the show maybe next week or something. I'll reach out to him. But look, I think the risk of war is very real, and we should prepare for this. And if you only have 2 to 3 weeks of food, forget it. You're not ready for what's coming. Not even the food shortages that are coming. So all of you who have your food orders in with InfoWars and the food that they're offering, even if it's a six-week wait time or whatever it is, don't cancel your order. You're going to be thanking yourself when those orders arrive, because the food shortages that are now appearing in the food distribution systems across the United States are unreal. I mean, I'm hatching baby chicks. I've got, I think, 40 eggs now in the incubator, and some of them are 10 days in or so. I'm going to have baby chicks in a couple more weeks, and I'm going to have fresh farm eggs, dozens per day, you know, within several months. Those are going to be worth more than gold, probably. You know, I mean, what's the value of fresh farm eggs in an economy that has collapsed, where the grocery stores can't restock their shelves and people are begging each other for food? We're going to have social unrest if the Democrats get their way. We're going to have food riots in America. We already have armed robberies of old ladies walking out of the grocery store with groceries. They're being robbed at gunpoint. So yeah, you better have your concealed carry going. You better have your gun skills ready to go. You might have to defend yourself. You might have to defend your nation against what's coming. That's my message for today. We know how to beat the virus. You already know that now. You know it's about zinc and vitamin D and reducing your stress and maybe hydroxychloroquine if you get into a severe situation. But can we beat the globalists and the communists who are working to destroy this nation? That's the bigger question, because this is not going to be limited to just the virus. There's much more coming. Mark my words. I was right about the coronavirus, and I'm warning you, there's something much bigger coming. And Trump, I think he's aware of that. He's already taking action, but the public is not aware. And that's why a lot of people will be left totally unprepared when World War III potentially breaks out. So we can defend our country, but we better get ready. And you better be mentally ready for what's coming. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is my website. And thank you for joining us today here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer is coming up next at the War Room. And I'll join you again in a week, if not sooner, with more updates. Thank you for watching. God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.